what is coming as terrorists. I can say that for this general term of oral performance, the folklore could add only some contributions, and the experts of mass media or cinema studies or performance studies would be forced to read some folkloristical handbooks. But I am very sort of skeptical how what more we could get from that. That's another the question with the problem of oral creation and the professional epical singers. There we must study the forms of oral creation and oral tradition, and in fact, in the folklore, in the very field of the folklore studies, we must put somehow, in somewhat extent, into the central the thesis and the investigations of oral tradition. I emphasize here the word tradition better. If our studies in the future will emphasize the traditionality that of oral forms in folk poetry, that also means that we are approaching to the new branches, the new ideas inside of the theory of literature, theory of communication, information, and so on. We must not follow all the ideas of those, but we could borrow as far as we see it as useful for us. And this was not the opportunity for speaking about the practical possibilities for studying oral tradition. And there are several problems in the practical study. But I would very greet to see some real good contribution to the question of oral tradition as a whole, which is distinguishing the main forms, the main cases of oral tradition, and then the folkloristic contributions to it. I am in that way optimistic about that the folklorist could contribute something to a general theory of oral tradition.
Thank you. Two points along this last line. I'd like to...